But of course I can. Offer your explanations. That's exactly what we offer every Saturday morning on More Than Money. Welcome to More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. 780 years of experience at your service this Saturday morning. Very tongue-in-cheek. Happy to be with you. And actually, 780 becomes even more of a conundrum when we share some updates, personal updates. You'll understand what I mean by that momentarily. But if you're a loyal listener to More Than Money, you know how this works. Shortly, we will give you three different ways that you can be part of our show. Not just part, are you kidding? To be the most critical part, the heart of our show. Not part, but heart. Ooh, I like that. I should write that down. Not part of the show, the heart of the show. And that's exactly what you are. You set the agenda. You set the tone. You have the questions. We have the answers. And that's exactly how it should be. And it's not what all the shows do, but it's what we do. It's what we've always done. I had a moment with a very good friend, George Roberts, news anchor, BRC TV on Channel 13. George has been anchoring the news for over 30 years, since he was in junior high school. Just really amazing. And we were trying to get to the correct date, the correct within a year or so of when I first went on air on TV. And we're thinking it was 93, which would mean 25 years this year. That's a long time. That's a lot of years. That's a lot of questions. That's a lot of live TV. Radio here, 17 years. And overall, 27, 28 as near as we can tell. It's a memory thing, or lack of memory thing. But if you're just joining us, all you need do, if you want to set the agenda, give John a call, 610-720-7900. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, G-E-N-E, @askmtm.com, or check us out on our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, through the miracles of modern technology and iHeartMedia. You hit the Listen Live button. It takes you right to our show live. And you can hit the Ask Gene button, and you're asking questions direct to me through the miracles, again, of modern technology. Amazing. So anywhere you have internet, you've got More Than Money. So we are literally coast to coast. My daughter and son-in-law, I'm not sure they're up yet. It's 5 a.m. out there. They're probably got another half hour to sleep in, but they'll be listening on the way in. So we have listeners in California, I know, state of Washington, Minnesota, Wisconsin, a ton of folks in Florida. Oh, my gosh. South Carolina, North Carolina. And we appreciate every single one of you. Again, 610-720-7900. If you've got a comment or a question, we're welcoming to the microphone a gentleman who always has a comment or a question.
Monday will be my 34th completion of my 34th year.
Congratulations.
34 years. Start on my 35th on Tuesday.
Fantastic.
Started March 12th, 1984.
That's remarkable. Congratulations. One day at a time.
Yeah.
How do you make it 34 years?
One day at a time. Yeah.
Having filled your shoes, I did that for a week, three or four years ago, never to be done again. That's holy cow. Made all the more remarkable for folks who out there, if you think you understand what it means to do a morning show every day for 34 years, you don't got clue one. From a preparation standpoint, from an endurance standpoint, just from a stamina standpoint, up early every day and on top of your game. By the way, I was in Wegmans a couple nights ago. Young lady came out. I'll share with you what I know off air of her identity. But she stopped me and said two things. She said, first of all, you're Gene Dickinson, because I've seen your picture on WAB's website, and I've looked you up, and you're really good, and I really like your show. And I said, thanks. She said, when you see Bobby Gunter Walsh, you tell him, and of course, this is not your first rodeo. When somebody starts with, you tell Bobby, you go, this could go anyway. There's a lot of ways this could go. She completed her phrase with, his daily messages are fabulous.
All the commentaries.
Commentaries.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
And to be honest, we were standing in the cold, and she didn't seem to mind, and I really did, but she went on and on to tell me how good your commentaries really were.
Oh, thank you.
By the
thank
time,
you, ma'am.
It just, and heartfelt, very, very sincere. Speaking of heartfelt, I don't like you anymore.
Because?
You cost me a lot of money this
week.
Yeah,
$1,000. Thank you, sir.
Oh, it was a pleasure. That puppy whimpering into the microphone.
Oh, there were so many gorgeous dogs this year. And a lot of puppies this year.
Goodness. For those of you who are just catching up, maybe you work out of town and you're home for the weekend. This is the Center for Animal Health and Welfare.
The bowl-a-thon is today.
No pressure. So you spent the entire week with folks in here manning the phones and puppies, and you had some kittens in, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
And how much pressure is actually on you this morning?
Oh, God. Every year I comes to this, and I dread, this is one of those ones where I dread, with the Allentown Rescue Commission, you think, oh, God, can we do this same money? And then you do the Rescue Commission, you hope you get a good turnout at the event.
Sure.
So you have that kind of second concern, the concern about raising the money, then the concern about raising the money at the event, concern about the spaghetti and meatballs turning out good. So it's all this layers of stress. This is the concern of raising the money, and then the concern of rolling this ball today at noon for one ball for hopefully a strike. And last year, I got a strike. So you think that would take some pressure off? Ah, contraire. Oh, contraire. Everybody's now thinking, well, you're going to get another strike, right? I'm like, oh, my gosh.
You have set the expectations. We now know that you are a skilled bowler.
Went practicing again last night. Only one gutter ball when I was going for a spare.
Okay, nice.
So all the rest were on the lanes. There were some fours and fives. But there was a couple of nines. No strikes last night. But
it's because you were saving them. Stress.
Rock around order from rescue. Yeah,
nice.
I should have ordered that 2 weeks ago and taken the whole bottle today.
So you're hearing Bobby Gunter Walsh. We're going to be at the
Jordan Lanes.
Jordan Lanes. You roll for all the bucks at noon.
Mm-hmm.
One ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. But that's not all that's going on.
Oh, no. From 10 to 1, there's all the team bowling. And from 10 to 1, they have all this stuff set up. You can they have baskets set up, and you can, basket raffle.
Like Chinese raffle, silent auction, whatever.
Silent,
Chinese, yeah.
So there's you can just outright buy stuff. You can silent auction stuff, or you can just do the basket raffle. So there's like three different ways down there to help out. And then, of course, you could still pledge my bowling, come down there and give me some money for today yet, or just do an outright pledge there, or still get a team. Come on down, give $25. You get two games of bowling and your shoes for that, and that money goes to the animals. And thank you so much to the Vinart dealerships for sponsoring this, and all the team sponsors, an Ironton telephone. But Jordan Lanes, too, big thank you to them, because they give up the lanes. I mean, they don't charge the Center for Animal Health and Welfare.
On this is a winter Saturday where they could cleaning up.
And I got to tell you something. Jordan Lanes has always been on their game. When other lanes were struggling, they weren't. Mm-hmm. And now that bowling has seemed to have made a resurgence, if I thought they were busy before, oh my gosh, it's absolutely crazy at Jordan Lane. So they're giving up some good real estate for us and some good money, so thank you to them for that.
And for good reason.
Yeah.
For good reason.
Yeah.
And yes, I thought you guys, I don't think you were playing fair when you have puppies whimpering into the microphone. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah.
However, if anyone listening has been in the More Than Money World headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem Nazareth, You know that for the last 3 years we've had Harley, our chocolate lab, who Joanne, all right, she claims ownership, please. Harley's with us way more. No, I'm kidding, of course. So Joe and Ty share Harley with us, and about 3 weeks ago,
yeah,
we ended up with a new puppy, Maya. And so Harley's got a baby sister. And a black lab, and every bit is sweet and adorable, and the whimpering, which is when the two of them are fighting, wrestling, playing, is beyond adorable. And when I heard that on air, I went, "That's as clear a sign as I've got that we gotta help out a little bit."
Those six puppies and their mother were abandoned.
The story, and they found them. By the way, Angela, wonderful job this week.
Oh, good.
Wonderful
telling
job.
Telling the stories.
Telling the stories. And I think in a way that was both, in many ways, touching, almost heartbreaking, but also very positive. Good stories. Good, quite a selection of heartbreaking and great and fabulous and great results. And a wonderful spokesman for I apologize to everyone who's ever listened to anything that referenced a female. I'm sorry. Yes. I apologize.
But she did a great job.
Great job.
Yeah.
So, all right, how much pressure is there when you're rolling at noon? Is it up to like $300 that you're rolling for? $500?
So we went off the air, folks. We were about $4,000 short this year.
Ooh.
And that was, but we had so many phone calls on the, thank you to Ironton, who gave us the phone system that then can take messages.
Oh, okay.
So we can take, so if the phones are busy, you leave a message and your phone number, we call you back.
Yeah.
There were about, I don't know, 30-some phone calls. By the time we returned all of those, and they left here at 11:30 yesterday, we were short by 1975.
Mm-hmm.
I'm practicing, getting ready to go practice bowl last night, and I thought, wait a second. I didn't use Vinart's money, because Vinart gave us $500.
On top of all the other things that they did for the bowl. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So I thought, we didn't use their money. Then I thought, wait a second. Valleywide was given $250, and I don't think I counted theirs, and Conspia Farm. So I called the sales woman and who were involved with those accounts, and she said, "Oh yeah, that's not." And she said how she was going to send them an email, remind them, and all that. But I totally forgot. So we then needed $975, and I don't have. Do I have my cell phone? And Angela, I call Angela and tell her the good news is, and she had gotten calls that day. And she said, the good news is that we got a lot of calls today. I updated the promo, said that we were doing matching money all day. She said, so the good news is she got like some, she said, so we're short $1,012. And then I said, well, I got $1,000. So we're short 12. And lo and behold, somebody shows up over at the shelter with a canister of cash that they collected for the Boldathon, $736.55. So now we're $724 ahead of last year and bowling for about $88,000.
No pressure. There, you know, they talk about these guys on the golf tournaments putting. You know, if he makes the putt, it's a difference of $50,000. Yeah. You're rolling for 88, dude. By the way, I want everybody to know, it is radio, you can't see, but when Gunther says, do I have my phone, he actually wanted me to frisk him. What is that about? Just find your own phone. Geez, you'll do anything to get a little contact.
Bowling, a contact sport with Gunther.
Fantastic.
I asked them how much flat pledges and how much are per pin.
Yeah.
And Lynn used to be nice and help me out and let me know, and she would figure it out.
Yeah. They're not telling you.
They're not telling me.
Well, they also don't want you to hurl breakfast, because if you know that all that's on the line, how many kittens are going to go hungry this week because you can't. All right. Gentleman, so, gentleman sends us an email. Good morning to Bobby Gunther Walsh. What a wonderful effort for so many charities for so many years. Congratulations on a noble contribution to our community. Thank you, Frank.
Frank, thank you.
Yeah, I fantastic. Really appreciate,
thank you, Frank. Thank you so much. But you know what? I do have to say this. I thanked Vinart, Jordan Lanes, Ironton, our team Boulders, certainly the sponsors of the challenge. And I would be, and I usually do it first, and I'm doing it last, our listeners. I mean, my God, folks, for 34 years, I've looked good because you've made me look good.
Well, let's not go overboard.
No, I have, about looking good. Yeah, well, you've made me sound good.
Exactly.
That's it, sound good.
Appear
yeah.
good.
Look good, a bit drastic. All right. No, I mean, for 34 years, for whatever reason, people have chosen to help me, and I'm grateful for that. So
there's two reasons people have chosen to help you. There's two reasons for that. Do you want to know what they are?
Well, I think because I'll take a guess at one.
Go ahead.
The Valley, when I came here, I mean, some people were like, who's this guy? But most people were very welcoming. And I quickly thought to myself, because I thought I didn't really want to come here. It's a long story. I didn't really want to come here. I came here. And within a short time, I thought, I never want to leave here.
I think
so. It's
I
the people.
There's no question. It's the people, but it's the impact you've had on people. People trust you. That's a commodity that is so incredibly rare in this society, in our world today. Trust is almost nowhere. We used to look at our political leaders and with admiration, and maybe someday you could be president. Now, if my kid says I want to be president, I smack them really hard until they change their mind, because that's a dreadful. So many of the institutions that we had so much admiration for when you and I were growing up, they're gone. The trust has been burned. People trust you. So that's number one.
Thank you.
Number two. The organizations that you support, they touch our hearts. They simply touch our hearts. I was happy to help sponsor. It wasn't Gunther. No, it was thank you. And lots of your listeners have said to me, please thank Gunther for me, for letting me. How about that? That's how they think of it. Letting me help the animals. Let me help the children at the children's home. Let me help the homeless. Letting me help. You have aligned yourself with organizations that are doing fabulous work, and work that touches us. Work that many years ago, again, when we were growing up, the community did. Because we all grew up in the community. We stayed in the community. Your aunts and uncles were two blocks over and one block and back against. And now that's gone. Now community is, the Bobby Gunther Walsh Show is a community. No question about it.
Yeah, it's great when my listeners come out to the spaghetti dinner. It's almost like a big family gathering, a big wedding, and you're trying to visit every table you can. And it's really a great family. It's great when they come up to Hager's and get to sit there and talk to them. It's great when there'll be a couple of hundred people today at the bowling lanes, and that'll be great.
ladies, what you're hearing there, he's getting airline bag ready.
See, I wouldn't mind one year if we had a massive snowstorm and we still held the bowl-a-thon, but I was the only one at the lanes bowling without everybody watching me.
Dan could broadcast, and no matter what, I'm sure there'd be a strike.
Yeah, exactly.
Dan will be bowling today.
Yeah.
Who else is going to be down so that folks can annoy them when they get there?
Dan will be there. Tony Ainelli will be there. Oof. Craig will be there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I think you're coming. Don.
I'm coming.
You're not
I'm
bowling with the team, though, right?
I am not. I am not.
You do have that 15-pound ball.
And No, that was so close to ruining our PG rating for our family show.
Just threw that out there to torture him.
Oh my
You're torturing
gosh.
Me. I threw that out You're there to torture you.
That was
wear baggy pants. Nobody will notice.
I almost pulled a muscle stopping myself there. That was, but I don't actually have any muscles. So lots of semi-celebrity.
semi-celebrities will be
it'll
there.
Be,
yeah.
It's always so much fun.
And the folks from the center will be there, of course, with all the tables set up, and you can thank them for the work they do, because we want it done or we wouldn't be supporting it. And, you see animals and you think, who do I turn to?
Now, are they doing baked goods again this year?
Yes.
Oh, I hate
and
that.
And it's Lent, I know.
It's Lent.
I can't.
Me neither. And yet...
Oh, I know.
If you didn't give up yummy for Lent, you got to come down. And you're right. Get a chance to talk to some of the folks from the center. Thank them for what they do. Gorgeous puppies don't save themselves. They've got to have all this help. The volunteers are unbelievable. Yes, this is the culmination of the Bowathon, and
this is their biggest fundraiser.
Well, yeah, I would get that. That would make some sense. Sure, yeah. that makes a lot of sense. See, people still calling. That's fantastic.
Calling, that's going to Angela's phone right now.
Speaking of still calling, our audience, many of which we share, but some of our audience they don't get a chance to listen to you on Monday through Friday. I'm encouraging them. I'm asking them. I'm inviting them to join me as we support the Center for Animal Health and Welfare. And if they can come down, it's one of my rare Saturday live appearances, because mm-hmm. my wife doesn't usually give me permission, but I have permission. So it's one of my rare live appearances. So yes, I'll be there. I'd love to have them come down and say hi. They got a question. Exactly. Give them a big high five. Exactly. If they got questions, I'd be glad to answer them. If they can bring a check, that'd be even better. If they can't make it, but they still would like to sponsor, they'd still like to donate, how do they do it?
Just still call 610-841-4999, because that phone, again, thanks to Ironton, years ago we used to have one phone, and then we were doing cell phones with different numbers.
610-841-4999. Got it.
And Bill George was a big fan of Ironton telephone. And he was watching. He goes, "What are you doing that for? I'll give you phones." So he gave us phones. Then the next year, he said, "What happens when all the phones are busy?" I said, "Well, we hope people call back." He goes, "I'll give you answering." So we have answering. Then he said, "What happens the rest of the day?" Well, we give a different number. Well, we can just have them. They call that number, and it goes to their phone. So I wasn't thinking of any of this. He was, and just volunteered all of it, and they still do it for us to this day. And so right now when you call 610-841-4999, mm-hmm. that goes to Angela's phone, and she can take the call and the pledge right now. And the gift is tax deductible, and you can pledge by Visa, MasterCard, or check to add to the total. So we're about $700 ahead of last year. So it was nip and tuck.
Until you bowl. Are your granddaughters going to be there today?
Yes, I believe they are. I think so.
You're not 100% certain?
Well, Katie has to work, and their dad's got to get him down there, and he worked late last night, so we're hoping that all works out.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
So, I think he'll be there. I think they'll be there. They're planning on it.
You're heading down shortly, I'm guessing?
I'm going down there right now. I'll do my first report about, 15 minutes from now, 20 minutes from now.
Stay in touch, brother.
Thank you, Gene.
God bless.
See you later.
Yes, good luck.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to say break a leg? Because I really mean it, break a leg.
It would be the excuse I need.
610-720-7900. Oh, my goodness. Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. It's cool stuff. Dude, it's just cool stuff. On rare occasions, we'll have somebody stop in and we'll meet them for the first time. And they say, "Well, yeah, listen to your show." And you spend a fair amount of time talking about things that are not financial, like Bobby Gunther Walsh and raising money for animals or the homeless or the children's home. And almost always, when I remind them that the name of the show is More Than Money, they go, "Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the ticket. Yeah, that's right." You can call me Ray. You can call me. Sorry. Yeah, they get it. There's just so much more to life than piling up the cash. Now, is cash important? Sure. From folks who like VinArt that can sponsor radiothons, right to folks who can figure out on their limited budget how to contribute $5 so that animals can be protected, or children can be cared for, or the homeless can have hope. It's fantastic. I've spent, this is my 18th year following Bobby Gunther Walsh on Saturday mornings. It has been an absolute pleasure. I've learned a lot. I've taught him a lot. I'd like to think so. We make a pretty good team. Voice of an Angel says we got to take a break, and when we come back, we'll actually talk some financial issues. The stock market, oh my goodness, lots of stuff going on there. Hey, how about, did you lose power during this? I mean, you look out there today, you say, it's hard to even remember that a week ago we were so struggling. But we'll talk a bit about that, and we'll answer your questions. 610-720-7900. We're back after this on More Than Money. I don't know how you keep on giving. Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor with 780 years of experience at your service. It is March the 10th. And yes, I've already gotten a fistful of emails. Thank you very much. I do. It would be hard for me not to remember that tomorrow is my birthday. Yes. Thank you, sir. Great piece of music. I'm a huge Beatles fan. So much so, we'll be at the State tonight for the Fab Four. They're doing the Sgt. Pepper's album and other fan favorites, I'm sure. Great group of musicians. We're, I guess we're groupies or we're fans or we're, I don't know what, they used to be, what, deadheads? I don't know what Fab Fours are. We're foeies, which that sounds too... Anyway, thanks to Shelley Brown, introduced us to the Fab Four years ago. I don't know how, I've lost track of how many times we've seen them. And every time the schedule comes out and they're on the schedule, we go, oh, look, we've seen them 31 times. I don't think we... But every show is different. And every single time I go, well, probably this is the last time I get... No, I'm on my feet, I'm screaming, I'm yelling, they're fantastic. So... I wanted to just say thank you. So many of you, so very kind. All through this week, I've been getting wonderful cards, lovely gifts. You are way too kind. I'm now and always will be slightly younger than Bobby Gunther Walsh. So I got that going for me. I just reminded him again that I'm way younger than he is by 2 months. So great fun, and thank you so very much. You folks are a tremendous blessing in my life, and I hope you know that. I hope all of you weathered literally the storms from last Friday right on through Wednesday. Amazing the difference between the Lehigh Valley, especially Wednesday, where we got about 2 or 3 inches down here. I think at the office we got 2 inches or less, and by the end of Wednesday was largely gone. At our place, not more than about half an hour north, we got 12 inches, and it was whiteout conditions, and it was pretty crazy. If you lost power, God bless. And we were only out for 4 days. Mr. John, we do have a call coming in. 4 days. Oh, my. It was painful. Hopefully, you survived in good order. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. happy to serve you this morning in any way that we are able. Tax season, we're about halfway through tax season. For many of you, your tax returns are already done, prepared, signed, and gone. Getting a head start on that, getting a leg up is always a good feeling. The markets ended this past week with a bang. Fantastic report or fantastic results yesterday. And very, very encouraging indeed. And goodness, great stuff going on. 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to Sam. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Gene. How are you doing?
Very well, sir. How may we serve you?
And congratulations on your upcoming birthday.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
And I had a question on the commercial break. There was an ad for the Freedom Checks, and everybody can get one kind of thing, and if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Do you know anything about the Freedom Check thing?
Yeah, I know a little bit. And there's two things. Thank you for noting that that you just heard that spot. It should not have played on my show. And I'm deadly serious about that. We've had lots of conversations with the program director here about the types of things that are permitted to be promoted on my show. I have a certain responsibility that I take very seriously to my listeners, and to allow somebody, especially something like Freedom Checks, to piggyback on my reputation is something that I simply am not happy about at all. So thank you for, I wasn't paying attention, and you were. Yeah, I took the Freedom Checks instruction. I went to their website, watched as much of the video as I could stomach.
Me too.
I mean, the promo spot is good enough. You like money? I do. Yeah, that's enough for me to go, okay, something's dreadfully wrong. And when they create the hint, the suspicion, the suggestion that it's a government program that you already qualify for, though all you have to do is sign up, and then 20 minutes into this video, my head is pounding, and it's becoming clear that it's an investment program of some kind. I said, you know what, that's enough, and click. It's. I figure anything, any opportunity, what a terrible word, any offer that needs to be deceptive in getting you to their to the heart of their message, I'm not interested in. So I absolutely understand that this is controversial because they pay money to promote their product. It's America. I believe in America. I believe in capitalism. But I also believe that every one of us, whether it's Sam or Gene or John or Gunther, we are all required. We got to be bright. We've got to be proactive. We've got to do our homework and our due diligence. For me, 20 minutes of listening to that stuff in the background was plenty. And plenty for me to make a decision. For a lot of folks, you're going to want to listen to the whole thing. Make up your own mind.
I couldn't make it through the 20 minutes.
There you go. Oh, bless us. God bless us.
I didn't get that far.
Well, then you and I are of a mind. Yes, we are of a mind. So that's what I know, which, to be fair, is not very, very much, but hopefully that helps a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. One of the things that we've done often on our show over many, many years is that when we hear things, promotions, offers that sound too good to be true, we try to check them out. And we've exposed a fair number on air. We've exposed not very many, but a few people on air. Anthony Diaz, for example, discredited, rogue investment broker who operated in the Poconos and the Lehigh Valley for many years, now barred from the industry. Interestingly enough, many, many years ago, one of the first persons that kind of came out of that category was Susie Orman. And she actually appeared in Allentown. Again, this 15 years ago, perhaps maybe even more, my show had been on air for a couple of years, and it was billed as an event for women, but men were allowed too. So I went. I wanted to hear what she had to say. And sad for her, she had an intermission. And a lot of the people sitting around me, at one point, a woman turned to me and said, "Aren't you Jean Dickinson? Don't you have a financial show?" Well, what do you think about what she's saying? So by the time she came back, I had converted about a third of her audience. There's a lot of stuff that Susie Orman says that's fine. There's a lot of it's not. Her motivations, they talk about her current scenario where she's worth tens of millions of dollars. Yeah. God bless her. One of the individuals that some folks have asked me to kind of poke holes in the message is Dave Ramsey. And to tell you the truth, I can't. Dave Ramsey's from my experience, do I listen to him regularly? No. He's not on WAEB. So no, I don't listen to him regularly. I listen to Rush. I listen to Hannity. I don't listen to him. No. But what I hear, I respect. There's a lot of things that he talks about that he doesn't know much about. I wish he would, to be fair, follow my lead a little bit. When somebody calls me with a question that I have no idea, my response, as John has heard me say a number of times over the years, is, hey, that's a great question. And the reason I know it's a great question is I have no idea what the answer is. But we do our homework. We do some research. We find somebody who does, and we circle back. Dave often will talk about things that I'm sure is not, it's not his wheelhouse. But the things that are in his wheelhouse, handling credit, digging out of bankruptcy, preventing financial heartache by making poor choices, I think he does very, very well. So, goodness gracious. Sam, thanks for the call. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Gentleman writes, I have a Roth IRA with a little over $100,000 in it. I'm 43. I moved 100 of it last November into a money market account when Trump was elected. Okay, that's kind of an interesting signal. And then I've been putting my monthly contribution into a NASDAQ fund, which seems to be doing okay since then. My fear at the time was that the market was going to drop. Not so much. The opposite happened, and now I've lost the opportunity of market growth of 19% on the $100,000. Okay, he's saying November. I'm guessing he means November of 16, because that's when the election happened. Well, then, sir, you didn't lose 19. You lost 30-plus. Since November of 16. Oh, well. I have someone pressuring me to move all the money into a managed money account with annual fees of 1.8%, but I'm reading that 2018 will probably be the last year of the bull market and we'll see declines next year. So those 19% gains everyone has enjoyed could go bye-bye. I don't want to lose 20% next year, but I also don't want to be following the market every day either. I was actually hoping the market would tank and move a bunch of money back over and buy low. Doesn't buying high go against the rule? What would you suggest? I would strongly suggest that you find a financial advisor that you trust and begin working with a financial advisor. Your track record isn't good. You were out of the market, not just in November of the election, when for whatever reason, whether you were simply listening to the wrong people on radio and TV, or whether you politically simply felt that this was the right thing to do, you get out of the market and have stayed out of the market for 18 months, 18 of the strongest months we have seen in recent memories. So your instincts are hurting you. That I think that's a really, really clear message. Your instincts now are to wait until it drops so you can buy low. What if it's already dropped and it's not going back down. So that instinct, I think, is not serving you well. You've been told to expect that the market's going to drop 20% next year. Your psychic abilities are highly in question. And I don't say that as a put down to you. I have zero psychic abilities. Let me think. Everyone has zero psychic abilities. So you're putting yourself in a position where your financial strategy is based on guessing, non-existent psychic abilities, quote-unquote counsel of, I don't know from whom, that says that the market's going to drop 20%. Actually, I do know from whom. It's probably William Devane. Gold line. Okay. I'm in my helicopter. Okay. Very cool. Or fill in the blanks. Any number of 100 different commercials that are trying to scare people. If you are, and you've got so very long to go, you're 43, you've got plus or minus, 20 plus years until retirement. You need an investment approach that does not require you to be psychic. You need an investment approach that does not require you to try to anticipate what's going to happen over the next 8 months when your financial goals are 20 years down the road. 20 years down the road. Is it painful when the market does a retrenchment like it did in 2008 and drops 50%? 54% to be accurate. Yeah, that's painful. Are there ways to mitigate that, to soften that negative impact? Sure, absolutely. But that's icing on the cake. That's not the cake. The cake is sound financial strategy, implemented, monitored, and then allowed to do its work. It has nothing to do with trying to time the market. It has nothing to do with exercising psychic ability that doesn't exist. It has nothing to do with that. To be perfectly honest, I would love to have you, as a client, sure, absolutely. But considering that your instincts have really harmed you, I would just like you to stay in touch and tell me what you're thinking about the market, because whatever you're thinking, I think the opposite is really the direction I'm going to lean. You can be my canary in the mine. Ups and downs of the market are part of the system. It's part of how it works. And for some people, if they understand that, and they understand that over time, a well-managed investment strategy will produce very satisfying results, that takes a lot of the anxiety out of the process. Interestingly enough, if once you understand that ups and downs, nobody cares about the ups, everybody likes those, it's the downs. If you understand that that's part of the market system and you don't like that, that is very useful information. And it simply says you shouldn't be in the stock market. Just that simple. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. A couple writes, it's a husband and wife. We've saved a fair amount of money over the years. Over the last 2 years, our investments have not risen. Now that's interesting. The financial advisor we're using has his takes 2% fee out, and there has been virtually no growth over the last 2 years. Are we in the right plans for our goals? Okay, it depends. Applies. Because if your goals are, if you told your financial advisor that your goals are to not lose money, then you're fine. You haven't lost money. And trust me, there are investors out there that is exactly what they have told their financial advisor. I don't care if I make money. I just don't want to lose any. Now, yeah, 2% a year kind of pops off the paper as that seems a bit high. The last 2 years have been so good that to earn zero, yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow. So is it likely that you're in the right spots? No, it's unlikely. However, if someone had said to me, and many people have, hey, I don't really care how much I make as long as I don't lose money, the types of investments that would be considered extremely conservative have struggled the last couple of years. Rising interest rates have caused bond funds and bond ETFs, in particular, fixed income of all kinds, to sag. And while in general they've produced some positive returns, if your advisor indeed is charging 2%, it may very well have been exactly what they earned. So it's one of those ironic kind of phases of the investment cycle that we find ourselves in, where if you turn to someone as a financial professional and said, we need to be much more conservative, you may actually have a bit more risk now than you might have if you were in some of the more, for lack of a better word, risky investments. Even with the ups and downs of the market being what they've been over the last coming up on 15 months, seeing not only positive returns, but double-digit positive returns over the last 15 months, not unusual at all. Stock market in general and individual portfolios specifically. So, yes, 2% fees, no return to you. Somebody's making money. It's not actually you. 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Again, thanks to all of you who are sending me such kind words this morning. That's very, very sweet of you and means the world. We have a few minutes before the top of the hour, 3 to be exact. It's like you were psychic over there. Sorry. He has sidekick ability. Exactly right. Are we going to hear from Gunther at some point? I hope.
Probably after
network. Maybe after network, top of the hour. Jordan Lanes. Gene makes, a rare live appearance on a Saturday. I've made several dead appearances. But this is a rare live appearance. We're excited. You'll get to see a number of semi-celebrities. Bobby Gunther Walsh, I think, qualifies as a celebrity, but the rest of us, we're just hangers-on. And for the Center for Animal Health and Welfare, if you are interested in supporting and putting as much pressure on Gunther as you possibly can, pledging your support, the number to call is 610-841-4999. 610-841-4999. And after we came up with Name That Tune, I have cleverly managed to not use it. So we'll do Name That Tune after the top of the hour. Is that okay?
No. Yeah, okay.
John says it's okay. He hesitated, but he says it's okay. So that's very useful. Another thing we're going to do after the top of the hour, Sally Krawchuk, who has been a key player in the financial world for a couple of decades, has started a firm to serve the financial needs, particularly of women, specifically of women, targeting the needs of women. And she has published an article on how to choose a financial advisor. I found it fascinating for a couple of reasons, and I want to share that with you as well. So Bobby Gunter Walsh at Jordan Lanes for the Center for Animal Health and Welfare, taking your calls, 610-841-4999. Gene will be down there after the show. Lots of semi-celebrities, lots of opportunities to help the puppies and the kittens, and who doesn't want to help puppies and kittens? And of course, after the top of the hour, name that tune and questions you should ask a financial advisor when you're trying to figure out if they're for you. All of that, so much more after this on More Than Money.
I don't know how you keep on giving for your